Okay, now we are going to discuss about recurrent angioedema without the veils, because when we just previously discussed urticarias which were presenting with the coexisting angioedema as well, we discussed each and every detail of it. Either it is spontaneously or a spontaneous type of the urticaria with angioedema, or they are a inducible type of the urticarias, either acute or chronic, which can be associated with the angioedema. But here we are talking purely about the angioedema. What can be the causes? What is the classification types when it is presenting without the veils? So revising the same definition of the angioedema, we describe it as deep and localized self-limiting swelling. By swelling, we mean that accumulation of the edema in the deeper layers of the skin and the submucosa, means beneath the dermis or the involving the lower layers of the dermis and subcutaneous tissue or the soft tissues, which are produced due to the temporary increase in the vascular permeability due to vasoactive mediators which are released and ultimately they begin the process. So here the angioedema can be further classified upon two basic types. First, that whether they present with the veils or without the veils, that is the mainly the clinical type of the classification. And the other is the etiological classification, that what is the mediator which ultimately lead to the development of this angioedema. So when we are classifying, we have to mention this thing. So when we are talking about with veils and without veils, the causes can be different. So angioedema without the veils can be hereditary, because we are talking about recurrent angioedema. So if something is hereditary, then obviously it's going to be recurrent. So angioedema without the veils can be bradykinin induced, which is known as a hereditary angioedema, in which the most important type of the deficiency is the C1 inhibitor deficiency. Either the concentrations are low, or if the concentration is normal but it is dysfunctional type of the C1 inhibitor protein, or the levels are can be normal as well. So on the basis of this, we can divide it into three main types: type 1, type 2 and type 3. Then we must remember this, that those type of the angioedema in which the bradykinin is the main culprit behind the whole pathophysiology, in them there is a risk of laryngeal edema and bowel obstruction as well, so it can be life threatening. But the type of the angioedema which presents with the veils, they can be associated with the urticaria, both spontaneous and inducible type of the urticaria. In them, the mediator can be a mast cell, and the mast cell induced angioedema, be it of the any type, acquired or hereditary, in them there can be laryngeal involvement, but there is no bowel obstruction, and that's why it is not life threatening in itself.